Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 106 of the Tokyo Black News and Review. And guess what, people? We have a special guest today. A special guest today. Beloved author Christian Terrace showed up to work.
I'm a special guest there.
That's when you start pushing your ass out.
Yeah, that's when you go up the stairs and they never show you on the show.
Hey, don't look down. You ain't never come back now. What happened to Christian? He just stayed in his room now. welcome to episode 106 of the Tokyo Black News and Review. If you don't know what this show is, we discuss the news from the previous week and all the crazy stories with it. So I'm going to go on a small opening for right now because we love openings. That makes us feel so much better. I know me and Jermaine and Brandon talked about this. Boy, this shit tickled me to death. So what if it's a zombie apocalypse? And say you like a caretaker of somebody blind and they treat you like shit. And it's a zombie apocalypse. What do you do? It's a zombie. I can't see you, nigga. What's a zombie? The Walking Dead. Oh, help me.
Dude. In the zombie apocalypse, it is every man for himself. What, you know what I mean? Once that dollar loses its value, it is every man for himself, bro. You better hope that blind motherfucker was secretly training to be a ninja behind your back, because he is fucked if it's up to me. Yeah.
That nigga pay you minimum wage. He the first one getting left.
Yeah. He better hope he's Daredevil all of a sudden, because,
Hey, bro, what if you jump on his expensive car and drive off, and you see somebody drive past you faster? Nigga, I went blind. He shoot your tires off. I just need somebody to do shit for me.
That would be quite the plot twist, you know?
This nigga been lying to me the whole time.
Well played to you, sir. Well played.
And for the long haul. So welcome. Let's get into the great old unwashed America. Brandon, we're going to start with the upper room. A couple people passed away this week.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. Ah! There it is. Death.
Can't stand no death. Let's get it started. So Johnny Nash is dead at 80. He had the hit song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. Boom, 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 boom.
I can see all the obstacles in my way. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Bruh. My bad. I ain't mean to interrupt y'all, but this nigga is clear. This nigga clearly his only hit. Don't you think this nigga gets... I was singing that song like, what about my other tracks? No, fuck that.
Dude, let me say this. If just one of our episodes gets to be like super famous and I got to keep performing that episode over and over again for some yucks, we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as long as the cash is rolling.
Yeah.
As long as that cash is rolling in, we're going to.
Bro, you know, nigga, I've been crying. I can see clearly. These niggas don't know nothing about all my other music, but they only want to hear this bullshit. So he get to heaven, they play it on a loudspeaker. All right, Johnny Nash, RIP, man. So this is going to be a Tennessee mayor of a small town in Manchester. His name was Lonnie Newman, 79 years old. Apparently he died of the COVID-19. Brandon? Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Me either, brother. Moving on. So Joe Morgan, Connecticut Reds second baseman.
Cincinnati Reds, you mean?
Oh, what did I say?
Connecticut.
Oh, shit. Cincinnati. Read more, people. Read more.
That's a black thing. Niggas always see Cincinnati for Connecticut. It's always been like that. I hate to tell y'all that. Yeah.
I never heard of this guy either. I don't really watch him with baseball, but he was on a big red machine. Died at 77.
Brandon don't know, but I bet Megs know.
Yeah. I don't know. My dad was like a big Reds fan as a kid, so I heard about like the big red machine. I've seen some highlights and shit. They were pretty badass. Pete Rose, yeah.
They say one of the greatest second basemen in the world.
Yeah, I can believe it. Like I said, there's a lot of all-stars on that team.
Good going, man. So this person passed away. And unfortunately, me, Jermaine, and Christian was like this. Eddie Van Halen died.
No. Eddie Van Halen.
I'm just fucking with you.
Not Hugh Jackman. No.
Eddie Van Halen. I want a Brandon Black. Nigga, what?
It's like Van Halen. No.
Eddie Van Halen. He died in... How old was he? Because it wasn't 95. Was it 59?
It was 50s. That sounds more. It definitely wasn't 95.
Yeah, no. He died pretty young, which is fucked up because I know about two songs, but like I told Brandon, I couldn't pick that nigga up in the lineup for white people, bro.
Dude, don't feel
which
bad.
Which one is Eddie Van Halen? That one.
Cracker number three, step forward.
That's a bum on the street.
Hey, bro, I was that nigga. Like, just old nigga trying to be cool. Like, nigga, I don't care. I ain't like, no, he Eddie Van Halen. Nigga, Van Halen dead.
Are you honey vampire? Van Halen.
Please tell me Van Halen. Helen.
Yeah. He was chopping people's heads off with that axe. Yeah.
In real life?
Nah. He was a great guitar player, though.
Yeah. Oh, y'all know him from Beat It. That was him.
Oh, yeah, he played the riff for that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Damn. I guess I do know this nigga. Congratulations.
not to die such a young age. So moving on to somebody who died at a young age. They've been around for like 80 years. They was a staple in the community. I don't know which community. But Ruby Tuesday is filing for bankruptcy and closing all 156. Nigga, your company has been ruined. you used to be everywhere, bro. And you still had a president of a company with 156 stores. They closing down. Bro, they ain't really got that many stores left. Like, how much are we paying you to ruin this company more? This shit is on the verge of extinction.
Dude, I think he's walking away with millions. As a matter of fact, he was in Business Weekly quoted as saying,
"I'm going to say I feel good."
That shit does sound about right.
When asked about the restaurant closing, she just said,
"Living in America."
The fucking greatest quotes of all time. So a lot of people passed away. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Bruh, I forgot where I was going. Brandon fucked me up.
Sorry.
I can't remember if it was going to be funny, but fuck it. Fuck me.
Ruby Tuesday still paying for commercials? Ruby Tuesday, they're open on weekend.
Bruh. Why waste money? Bruh, these niggas lose. They bankrupt companies, and another company go pick them up. Like, why y'all rehiring this nigga? Did y'all not know this nigga worked for Ruby Tuesday? He's the reason all of it closed down.
Yeah, he'll make our company better.
Oh, Charlie was quoted as saying,
"He dies." The same thing happening in me on a lifeline too. But put those people who have missed that last lifeline. Sorry for all these people, Brandon. Send those people to heaven so we can move on. Yeah, terrible. Now the rain is gone. Boom, 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 boom.
I can see all the obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
I can see clearly. That's the only part I know of the whole song.
Yeah, nigga. I know nothing past that rainbow. Oh, the sky, whatever. Yeah, you know.
So welcome, guys. These stories are going to be from October the 5th to October the 12th, 2020. October the 12th. Bro, this is amazing. It was so many stories. I cut 30 of them, and we still got more than an hour show. And brought 42 on with Trump story. And then let you do that, work that math out. So let's get on to some good old American news. So we haven't talked about Joe Biden, you know, since people think I'm so hard leftist. Let's talk about Joe Biden. People raised their eyebrow after telling these beautiful young ladies he wanted to see them dancing when they age four. How did
that shit go? He said he wanted to see them dancing 4 years from now. Because I think they were like, I don't know, underage at some point in their early teens.
Oh, you know? Okay. So they were 4 years old. And he told him he
no, can't no, they weren't 4 years old. They were probably like, you know, 14 years old. And he was like, in another 4 years, you know, I'll come back and watch you dance or something like that, implying that once they were of legal age.
Why do we let niggas like this get on television? This nigga is clearly has dementia.
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't imagine why you would have worded it like that, you know?
Bro, it ain't the first time. He always making mistakes like that. I'm like, this nigga, you a habitual offender. Mm-hmm. You doing this shit all the time, nigga. Are you slipping up or you just don't care?
I don't know. Like I said, it was a mad weird thing to say.
And people were looking at him like, huh, okay. I'd have been that damn. I'm gonna kid you, bro. I'm sorry.
You know the black community told him, nigga, what?
Y'all going to my part was a bad.
Y'all going to let this nigga fuck with y'all daughter? No, we saying like on TV, like y'all. Oh, don't nothing. New white folk don't get it. He talking about y'all kids. Y'all know that, right?
Utterly ridiculous. That's our greatest story for Joe Biden. Every time that nigga open up his mouth, bro, I tell you, close mouth section. He should be in an empty room talking. That's it. No children around him, no adults, no people that he can't recognize. That's my wife. That's your mama. My mama been dead 100 years. How old are you, Nick? Because I let that shit slip up. That's my wife.
That nigga look at a mirror image of himself, and he'll sit there for hours talking. He'll try to out-talk the nigga in the mirror.
That's probably true. Moving on. Let's get on to some old Trump news.
Pray on it.
So we're gonna start up with the Trump campaign. Trump campaign say that Biden he lacks firsthand experience of being infected with COVID-19. You like, oh, you wishing death upon this nigga?
I never thought in my day I hear niggas say some bullshit like that on TV, nigga. You supposed to be a man of power and respect.
No, and this is your campaign manager say this shit, bro.
He don't hire some high school niggas to be his campaign manager. He ain't got to pay him. It's an internship, nigga. We gonna be this.
Like, bro, bitch, do you want to catch COVID-19 to get that first-hand experience?
No.
No.
Moving on, let's get to the 34 people who allegedly have been connected to getting infected with COVID-19 in the White House. Thirty-four people plus seven military chief.
Dude.
After they admiral get back, I mean, he has positive testing, bro. This shit like the flea, like the flea market, bro. Them goddamn flea going everywhere, spreading that shit,
bro. It is absurd. These niggas supposed to be people of war, but they can't be the virus. Y'all nigga crazy.
Dude, yeah, I believe it was.
Follow circumstances, nigga. Bubble up.
I believe it was some kind of setup, one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? How did COVID-19 get up in there and infect 6,900 people?
You know what? I mean? four going people, to their side chick houses and shit.
And one at the
grocery store. Dude, the nigga was eating hamburgers all day long. Somebody had to get them.
Dude, like, yeah. It's still the White House, though. It seems like, you know, it ain't like when you're working at fucking Safeway, you know. It's the White House.
It's not a Greyhound station.
Right.
It ain't like a shit restaurant safe.
I'm going
into the White House.
Right, I'm not going into my shift at Walmart. I'm working in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's either
they let niggas jump over the fence and shit. Oh,
the admiral will get sick. I ain't sick, nigga. You coughing and shit. Your eyes red. You sure you okay? I'm all right. It ain't COVID.
Yeah.
You look the way niggas look before they turn into zombies.
Yeah, somebody ran up in there with a freaking Rona bomb and, you know.
But, bruh, it is impossible. I said, this nigga here has beat COVID in 4 days. Nigga, you have just demolished these people's dreams of doing anything with COVID, nigga. Like, bro, think about it. This nigga walked up and took his mask off, breathing in the air.
He's got God tier genes, sir. Lest I remind you.
How, nigga? We see him walk down them flight of stairs.
A ramp. It was a ramp. It wasn't even stairs. Yeah, it was a gentle decline.
Oh, sorry. Moving on. Chris Christie has COVID-19 okay. Too. Shit, just gonna throw him old on the list.
Dude, he's had it for a while though. He didn't make no Trump comeback. He's been on that bitch for like 2 weeks solid. Yeah.
He almost on his 2 weeks, nigga. You know, that's a month. That shit wipe you out.
He does not have the God tier genes. He is a blob of a man and yeah, I'm sure he already had trouble breathing more or less without the Rona.
I can't wait for the news to come. Bro, you niggas are still not afraid. These niggas are dropping like flies in a fire.
And you know what's funny too? None of them niggas come back with good stories besides Trump. Them niggas can't COVID and be quiet for the rest of the year. That shit almost killed me. Them nigga take a shower with a mask on. Trying to be extra motherfucker. No, nigga, give me that same energy you had 3 weeks, well, a month ago, nigga. No. So moving on to somebody.
I don't hang out no more.
Somebody gave some good energy. Trump said he wanted to leave the hospital in a Superman shirt. We don't have him in XXX, sir.
Triple. You're giving him a little more credit than a man who eats 9 fish fillets deserves, you know.
Dude, what were you gonna do with a Superman shirt on?
I think he was gonna try to rip open like his button up shirt, but did you see him take that fucking mask off? He could barely get that, dude. If he'd come out there and tried to bust out that shirt and fucking broke all of his fingers because they're brittle with fucking Rona and shit, he can't lift that shirt. I'd have died. Thank God somebody stopped him. They were like, sir, no. No, for God's sakes, please.
I wish he would have did it. God damn it. This shit would have been spectacular.
That motherfucker would look like Mr. Burns. It would have just, Smith has removed my shirt. Yeah.
That shit utterly ridiculous. Now he on the news telling people he got the glow.
catch a Rona in your teeth.
Nigga, please. Donald Trump said he's immune for COVID. He has a protective glow. I'm like, bro, I ain't never seen a nigga sell fish oil. I mean, snake oil on your level, bro. I mean, you going? I mean, that your shit is legendary. They gonna write stories about their tongue. This nigga here selling these niggas a pipe drink.
And these niggas out here holding flags and standing on shit. I said, y'all niggas crazy.
They are swearing to die for this guy, Donald Trump.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all wife,
I don't know either because, man, Donald Trump, this is the guy you're going to lay down for. The Apprentice himself. WWE Hall of Famer. Yeah, like.
Look, I think I'd lay down for Tony Hawk before I do Donald Trump. You know what I mean?
I lay down for nobody. Ain't my family, nigga. And even then, nigga, I'm going, my list going to be very small. I don't need that good. I don't need that awful.
Tony Hawk, I'm like, damn, nigga. You, nigga, nobody, nigga. I ain't kneeling. You've been kneeling for a century, but you going to name a white man?
Skateboarding. He did more for the country than this nigga did.
True that. Yeah, true that. He has done.
He brought more people together than this
nigga. Rona brought more people together than he ever had. And he never took his shirt off at a White House press. he got the glow. Leroy couldn't have got nothing on him.
He looking like one of them fucking Hail to Frog Town fucking stomachs. He ripped his shirt off. Hell goes to Frog Town, bro. I'm telling you, this nigga is just erratic. This nigga just need to stop doing anything.
Yeah, he's something else. I keep hearing all these leaks coming out that everybody's worried about him because this motherfucker's off his nut. And
just bouncing out this nigga like rubber.
Yo, yeah, this people nigga, do not care, you know.
This nigga Super Saiyan times 1,000. Like, nigga, I'm waiting on this nigga how to get gold.
His power level is over 9,000.
So moving on to his partner in crime, bro, I be forgetting about Mike Pence sometime, but he comes up. We was gonna talk about the debate, so we gonna talk about the fly on his head. But did anybody not know that he looked like he was seriously sick, bro? He looked like one of those zombies from 28 Days Later. Y'all might want to check that nigga out. He foaming at the mouth and shit like a pit bull. Like a Rottweiler. We need to figure something out of here. A lot of them motherfuckers looking sick, bro, and he was looking sick. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. Nigga, you were so sick a fly landed on your head and you ain't feel a thing.
Yeah. Dude, well, that motherfucker's busy being the president. What is Donald Trump actually doing, you know, except getting Rona and, like, you know, yelling at debates and shit? I'm sure that motherfucker's desk is swamped. Yeah.
You can't name one thing Mike Pence done. He have done nothing. Dude, that nigga has done nothing.
Because real G's move in silence like lasagna, sir. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get shit done. Stay out of the fucking public eye.
I can't stand little squinty eyes. That nigga make me sick. He looks like Hank Hill, dad. It's a high eyes. He look like Cotton Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, and his fucking ideology is like Cotton Mather's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Lincoln Project called him to sign whatever, the mark of the devil that a fly landed on his head. I said, he must got some real hard hair gel in that bitch. Any normal nigga can feel a fly just sitting on your head.
Well, he probably didn't.
Hell no, nah, he trying to straighten out this lie. He got time for that bullshit.
Hey, he know what happened. That lizard man had practiced them lines. He couldn't fuck that shit up.
He was trying super hard not to lick that thing off his head with his giant-ass tongue. You know what I'm saying? That's concentration right there. Not even a fly bothers you. You just keep on debating. Yeah.
That nigga looked like a tall Cotton Hill. Damn.
So, you know, moving on to Cotton Hill. Of course, you know, we all hate a snitch. Back in the Mike Pence, bro, he was in college. Bro, why would you tell your fraternity for having a kid? They're like, nigga, we let you in here because your daddy had money. Mm. You right here snitching, allegedly. You right here snitching that we got a kid.
The modern day Judas, you know.
That nigga look like he's standing in the background, his hand in his pocket, writing down everything. Yeah, you want to drink, Mike? Nah, I'm good. Yeah. Walk out the house and come back with the police. They drinking.
He pointed them out. Yeah. It's a keg in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's cold too. They just brought it here. Like, damn,
the college had a no alcohol policy, bro. Like, we all know who snitched the nigga who in his room reading the Bible.
He better be praying they didn't whip his ass, because I'd have been mad as a motherfucker. You know how much a keg cost back then? Like, fucking $100,000 in our money, yeah.
Damn, nigga, you just letting that shit hit the fan, nigga, like right now, nigga. How long you kept that shit a secret? Why you telling people that?
The motherfucker trying to drop any bomb they can. That nigga Mike Pence and Trump walking through a nuclear war zone like it's an easy day. Easy like a Sunday morning. All that shit just bouncing out them niggas. You doing all right, Mike? Yeah, yeah. They keep dropping bombs. Shit can't stop us. We the new outcast.
They look like Tony Stark in the first Iron Man. They just got their heads up. Shit's going off all around them. Yeah.
They're just looking crazy as hell, man. But he did look sick, though. He's snitching. No, nobody like a snitch. But moving on like I give a damn. Let's go on to Stormy Daniels and Melania Trump. Both accusing each other of being hookers.
I mean, yeah, I don't know where Melania's got a lot of room to throw stones. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she did do what, Playboy or Hustler or something like that. So, I mean,
yeah. And we all know what happened back then.
I'm not sure what moral high ground she's trying to get to, but...
Bro, I heard today, man, shit blew my mind. Girl had posted a picture of Michelle Obama, and somebody had photoshopped there as a man. It's just a real picture, a fake picture. And somebody said, "You a racist bitch." and she was like, "I am not a racist. That looked like her. She ugly." The media never treat Melania like that. Like, are they even equal?
In my eyes, pretty much, yeah.
Education wise, how they got here, you know, to come up. I guess they both hustled their way through the future, but you know, it is what it is, though. But I was just like, never mind. I'm like, you work at Piggly Wiggly, your opinion means nothing. And I don't even know how Stormy, you know, why would you even go for Stormy Daniels?
That's just like that's that Spider Man meme. Spider Man pointing at the other Spider Man.
Yeah, but you know, like, you the missus of the White House. You don't go back on Twitter and start talking shit. You send the boys at her.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey,
true,
Trump, man. Can I get those HPNs? Yeah. Get a couple of them. Yeah. A pipehead nigga.
Yeah. He should have fucking taken a couple notes out of Hillary's pad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga. She was shitting them down quick. So you open your mouth up, huh?
Yeah, all of a sudden you got really depressed and took your own life.
Damn shame. Moving on to California Republicans who are allegedly setting up fake office drop boxes to harvest the ballot. And every damn man, tell you what, Brandon, ain't no way in hell people gonna cheat.
Living in America.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, it leaves it open for both sides to cheat, I guess. But
I'm trying to understand one thing. This is 2020, right?
Technically.
We learned this from the 80s a long time ago. Why do niggas even still use that mailbox that you just drop shit off? You know not to trust that shit now.
Yeah, true that. I was like, I'd just put it in my regular mailbox and let my mailman shit that I know take it. Yeah.
I walk into the mail place and just drop it in their mailbox. They stealing that shit left and right. You think about that shit, your shit just left up to the masses, especially on the weekend. That shit don't pick up the Monday. What the hell are we doing just dropping off mail everywhere? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. You should be able to do it online like a BuzzFeed fucking quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be too much cheating. Nigga, who want to count 9 million ballots?
Dude, if the internet is secure enough for my taxes, then it should be secure enough for my vote. Yeah.
Right.
Look at that. We break the mold every day. Make it smarter. Nigga just looking at us. Moving on. Somebody who was on fire this weekend. Yet again, white people. It's still funny as hell, though. So a Biden-Harris hay bale displayed in Massachusetts was set on fire 24 hours after it was finished. And I really sit back and think, like, bro, we that savage? Did a motherfucker hate you because who you voting for? Mm. Yes. Yes, we are.
Let's be honest. It didn't look all that great to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
No, it looked terrible, but still.
Maybe they were like, just let me do it. Let me save these people the embarrassment. And they went out there and set it ablaze. Yeah.
Doing them a favor.
Yeah, critique. He was an art critic. Yeah. I don't know. Rubble. Yeah. So stop.
Bob probably ripped their shirt off when they seen that shit get burnt to the ground. They were trying to jump in the estate of Kamala Harris and Biden and Wheelbarrow. Nigga, bitch, fuck that. We'll get some more. You ain't got to die for it.
Dude, and stay off people's fucking lawns and fucking lifting up their signs and
we don't get to that later, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying as a general rule. Like, come on, man. Just all I can tell you is
mind your business.
Please, somebody else should have minded their business. We know Minnesota has been going through a lot with, you know, shootings of certain people and protests and riots. So, Massachusetts cops. Oh, God. Minnesota cops thought it'd be a good idea for the outreach to the community. They were going to do a screening of Black Panther. And you asked a question like, bro, who I... Like Jermaine said, this shit go through 30 niggas.
Yeah, nobody had the sense to be like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah. You just killed a man like a month ago, 2 months ago, and you nigga want to show Black Panther that you in solidarity with them? Come on, nigga. You can't be that stupid. And them nigga was actually that stupid, bro.
You should be.
They had
them
bought the goddamn film. They bought the stand.
Dude. Just look, man, you know, DM me. I'll send you my phone number. You know, you can text me and ask me if what you're about to do is a good idea or not. You know? Be you famous or not. If, like, you know what I'm saying? Do you have something stupid that you think is stupid that you're about to do? Fucking holler at me. I'll tell you if it's stupid or not. You know, trust me, I've done a lot of dumb shit. I know, you know, I'm qualified.
That's true. It just blows my mind, man. Just, whatever, bro. Whatever. Do you. You know, that's a bad idea, bro. It was a bad idea. It went through 20 people's hands, bro, and not one of them said, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, man. Dude, as police officers, just, like, do your job. People appreciate a lot more than Black Panther. You know, don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. Just do what you're supposed, you know, what you're supposed to be doing, and don't be dicks about it. People will love you. Yeah. Again, that's free advice. If you need more, holler at your boy. But just, you know.
And then showing up 3 weeks after Chadwick Boseman died. Yeah, that's like, that's even better. It's even better.
Yeah.
Good going, guys. It's, moving on to Ain't He Good Though, Won't He Will. You can finish up, Brandon.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's a job, not a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Clock in, do your shit, get the fuck out.
That's it.
Totally ridiculous. So moving on to Ain't He Good Though, Won't He Will. This is what a great story from the great unwashed of America and all over the world get they just deserve. Sometimes God give it, and sometimes God take it away. So I won't remember that shit. That'd be the only time I ever say that. So, an Indian man who fasted for 4 days to pray for Trump coronavirus recovery, he died of cardiac arrest. He refused to eat at the hand that Trump had COVID-19. Bro, like this. I ain't got nothing to say, Brandon. I had something to say. I'm just like, explain this to me.
Dude.
You died. You didn't eat for 4 days. Let me tell you people something. Life is pretty standard. Life is pretty easy. No matter what you believe in, you got to do 3 things every day. Sleep, eat, and shit. You take any one of those things out of the category, and your possibilities of death are going to go up.
Mm-hmm. I can't argue with that logic.
He ain't lying.
Yeah. But dude, how are you gonna pray so hard you kill your for somebody not to die that you kill yourself? You know what I mean? Like, dude,
another great American unwise.
Right.
In the comments, bro, I feel sorry for the Indian man. I just came back. What was the story?
The Indian guy who fasted for 4 days praying for Trump's COVID fucking recovery and killed himself.
Oh, this clown. Nigga, what? How much energy did you have to pray for yourself? None. Yeah. This nigga exhausted his body for another nigga that did absolutely nothing when he was sick. You niggas are absurd. You gave your life force to the devil. Nigga, what?
The great American unwashed.
Yeah. Maybe, hey, Brandon. Maybe it was a fucking blood sacrifice, though. Like, he had to die so Trump could get that essence. You know, like, I'm sure the crossroads demon that he made that pact with popped up on him, and, you know.
But damn, nigga, they finna find out on the news, nigga. That's some secret pact shit. Like, nigga, you just a regular nigga who died. We don't need to know the whole story.
Yeah, dude. Like I said.
Sorry.
When
more
you
power to this hard penis, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yo.
When I see an Indian man run down the street at his funeral because he died, he starved himself to death. Go to town! Go to town! Go to town! Sorry, he fasting and had cardiac arrest. That's about as worst. It's like, that shit is painful. And you already were old. It ain't like you were like 19. You had gray hair. That means those three things I told you about earlier, eating, shitting, and sleeping, is more valuable to keeping you alive than anything.
Hey, bro. Hey, look, that's amazing. I don't care about nobody fasting, bro. But look, you can't be no sloppy eater for 30 years, nigga, and think you finna go fast for a month. Like, what? Nigga, you been eating cheeseburgers, nigga. You think you just finna cut down a no meals a day?
Moving on, you done fucked up your money, right? This is the only clear and present danger we have today. Brandon said it to the best of his ability. I said it. Jermaine said it. Those niggas from Tiger King, bro. Always remember, if you doing some illegal shit, do right. not sign up for a reality TV show and let one nigga screw the pooch for everybody.
Dude, everybody in that fucking thing is just so sad that it happened. From the guy who fucking took his own life fucking around with a gun to Carol Baskin's getting away with murder for 20 years until this motherfucker shows up. You know what I'm saying? Fucking con man Joe and his fucking hitman buddy, they were all living a high life, fucking drinking PBRs and taking home middle-aged bar slags, you know? Everybody was living a dream. Yeah. Next thing you know, motherfuckers are losing an arm and getting hauled in for attempted murder.
Bruh.
Well, this whole situation is about, sorry about that, Jermaine. This is about Doc Anthony and Val, whoever the hell that is. The motherfucker got hit with wildlife trafficking charges. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Bruh, it's insane. This nigga been having animals since the motherfucking 70s, nigga. And y'all just hit this nigga with this bullshit now. Y'all nigga look funny, nigga. Look, what y'all really looking for? Some money?
No, that cult he was running, they just got him on the animal charges. Once they saw the cult, now he was treating those bitches. They were like, all right, we got to shut this motherfucker down. He's like three steps away from Manson family, you know, with tigers.
Bruh, so it's like, nigga, we saw you trade animals live on TV.
Yeah. And Antle was just in it to like kind of comment on Joe and Carol Baskin's thing. Like, he wasn't really an integral part of it. He was just like another tiger seller that they got. This motherfucker, he's got to be fucking hating it the most, because he probably could have been out, not even gotten that damn movie. You know, he doesn't serve a real purpose, but.
It don't matter, bro. The motherfucker did that shit perfectly. Remember, if you ever doing some dirty stuff, do not film a reality TV show. I don't want to see the Mob Wives, a nigga who killed 40,000 people on A&E.
Hell, even the guy who like directed it and shit and was like filming it originally ended up fucking getting all his video equipment burned and lost fucking God knows how much money.
Well, he was there for the long haul. Bro, he would have got hit with the same charges. He was there watching it and filming it.
Dude, I think the feds just went in as a damn camera crew, and Joe Exotic was so damn stupid he didn't know any better, you know, and fucking took the whole ring down in one swoop and filmed it all. So they made a boatload of cash on it.
That shit was in five different states in the United States of America. This nigga was shipping pets across the globe daily. I'm like, what? Y'all can't catch this nigga. This nigga here.
Dude, when that one fucking lion attacked him, that shit was hilarious. He had to fucking shoot at the ground and shit.
This nigga's like Yosemite Sam.
He really is. He pulls them pistols out just whenever. You know, he didn't start shooting, dancing around, but he was like a half a step away from it. Yeah.
So man, sorry about this,
man. That nigga that just pulling out and make a mistake one day. Nigga, you need to quit pulling out your gun. Please.
I mean, I guess at least he doesn't have to eat out of date grocery store meat anymore.
He wasn't ever eating that bullshit. He was eating real steak, nigga.
Walmart leftovers.
Yeah, right. Them niggas that were eating Walmart leftovers, nigga. He
Doc Antley get hit with the bullshit. Fuck that man. That man made a lot of money. Boy, you work them people 24 hours a day. Moving on to Mind Your Business. So this is going to be the great part of the stories that we read that we should have really just minded our business and kept it moving. So this is a nice story about a fiance wanted to consummate his love or his marriage in front of their family members.
Bruh.
And it said, my fiance wanted to consummate our marriage in front of our family.
Yeah, I've heard there's cultures where that's a thing, and I couldn't be a part of that culture. Yeah,
I'm not here to see nobody monkey stump nobody in my family.
I'm just letting you know, if your daddy there, he ain't going to respect me after this.
Your mama be trying to come over bringing you bread and shit.
You can't keep coming over here, man. Stacy, I told you. No, one time, no more.
Auntie, you start coming over, everybody coming over. I know we don't like them black ones, but goddamn, boy, he laying over here, man.
She taking all that.
That shit is utterly weird, bro. It's amazing. I always remember when I ain't never got to see my significant other have sex with a woman or a man. Brandon, where we living at?
Living in America.
Bro, hey, bro, that's utterly ridiculous. Like, do the children stand around for this type of shit? Like, what kind of shit is this?
I don't know, man. It's odd. It ain't for me.
What if he's unattractive? Yeah. Nobody want to see that.
I tell you one thing.
Right, is it mandatory that you have to watch, or is this like an opt-in thing?
You know, that might be some family tradition. All right, Jermaine finna have sex again. All right, I finna wear this nigga daughter out. Watch him see.
We gonna make $1 million. Whole family watch.
Talk, this is a windmill. Watch this.
Please, people, thank God for living in America. We do not have to worry about that shit at all. So moving on.
You getting locked up doing that shit. You going straight to jail, huh? You having sex in front of kids and family. Nigga, lock them up.
Give them the Cleveland steamer in front of the preacher right there.
No, nigga, you going to jail too. Bruh,
I couldn't even look. I couldn't look at you again. I'm like, what? You know, you 15 and you ain't really been paying no attention. What the fuck are y'all doing? Holy shit. This a thing? Because I should have been reading up on my books more. All right, I'm moving out, homeboy. That shit, that's too weird for me.
Hell no, ain't no fun. Listen, homie gets some y'all can record this. She going to leave this nigga tomorrow.
It's ridiculous. So moving on to the next thing. So please, people, I don't give a fuck if you like the left or you like the right or you like the middle. Quit grabbing niggas' goddamn Trump signs from their yard. So I guess this one guy had so many Trump signs getting snatched out of his yard. And it was just a fluke this day. He outlined the shit with razor blade.
Boy. Yeah, and like a city worker saw that the fucking sign wasn't to code. It was supposed to be like 90 feet off the road, and he jumped out to be fucking code guy Superman and fucking damn near sliced his fucking fingers off, you know.
He probably was mad too. Fuck Trump.
Bruh. This nigga is going to jail. Nigga, you have cut somebody's fingers off for a sign, nigga. Stop putting them up. Everybody know who you like.
Well,
nigga, you finna get legitimate jail, nigga.
I mean, technically, they are on his property. The code guy should have just walked up and left a note. Hey, you need to move that sign back. Stop fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. He hate Trump, and that's why he did, and that's why he got what he got. Yeah. I always remember what Brandon say. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
True that, yeah.
Bro, I know. Look, if it was me, I'm like, yeah. Who cares? I like to know where them niggas stay at. If I ever break down, I know not to go up the street, nigga. I know it's cool. I'm all back this way.
Oh, that shit happened to me the other day. I was working last week, bro. This white guy, he had a big, ragged ass truck. He had a Trump sign in the back, Trump sticker, Trump all the way around it. Do you white people just carry a American flag with y'all in the car?
Motherfucker pull them out like candy.
Bro, they seen that truck. I seen like three white people. America, Trump, America. I'm like, do you niggas just carry flags? Like, how long did it take you to reach in there and get that shit? It's always accessible. We just want to pull a flag out when she go, hey, like, Trump, America, baby. And I'm just sitting in my truck like this.
You niggas pulling out flag poles, flags, and shit. Laughing like, well, hey, look. I'm like, Jamal, like, what y'all niggas doing? One nigga flying like in a motherfucking parade. Just like, I'm like, look at these niggas.
These niggas insane. He finna die. He finna jump the General Lee into a rock crack cave. These niggas insane, man. But hey, do you, baby. Keep it up. Moving on. Somebody who couldn't keep it up. RIP to this lady. I'm just gonna say allegedly. Bro, I don't know why y'all niggas keep fucking around in Russia. So an Olympic gymnast reportedly rumored to have had twins with Putin,
Vladimir Putin.
Mr. Vladimir Putin has vanished.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then
like I would told that nigga, look, bro, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm like, worship the devil or something, nigga. Like, nah, I don't have no sex with this nigga. Cause like, do you know what type of power this nigga has? He can call you up and say, how you doing, baby? Kidnapping, killer. Nigga, that shit is scary, nigga. I don't want to be the ugly motherfucker.
But, bro, she was a gymnast, and she was pretty. And he probably walked up in there. You already know what it is, baby. Yes, sir, Putin. Bro, do you realize every generation has that Hitler? Every generation has that Napoleon? Not saying he's that, but it's like, bro, we got a lot of goddamn madmen running around this world right now, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And think about it. You a motherfucker forced to have sex with Putin, allegedly. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't give a fuck. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Because why, Brandon?
Living in America.
Ain't got to worry about that shit on this end yet. But it's like, bro, you got Putin running around here making niggas disappear on national television. And at the same time, this nigga fan base is going bananas. These niggas trying to throw y'all red flags. The people just like, nah, I ain't finna disappear.
Yeah. If he doesn't like you, sometimes he'll send people to shit on your car.
Which is insane. He is only a man.
I mean, he was part of the KGB and shit, though, so he will kill the fuck out of you. So... Yeah,
but do you understand, bro? When I be like that, why do you hire a killer? It's a bunch of killers in the streets. You hired a calculated killer to be your president. What's wrong with you?
I don't think he was hired either way.
You know what I mean?
Putin walked in that bitch said, hey, my nigga. And it's amazing, bro. He's like, we people, bro, we just so helpless for no reason. Stand together, we ain't tall. Stand alone, you die alone. Man, it's like, bro, that shit is utterly ridiculous, bro. Like, that nigga got that shit on lock. You can't do nothing.
I'm just
that
saying,
Trump probably looking better, out the window like this. I want that shit.
You probably better roll pretty deep, because that dude probably knows fucking, you know, Taekwondo and shit. He'd be flipping at least 10 to 11 of y'all, breaking your arms and shit. It looked like a Steven Seagal movie, you know?
No, bro. This is a kamikaze. C4 to the chair. Come on and kick me, baby.
Mama get kicked and catch his foot. That's a Ninja Turtle trick I learned.
Oh,
We don't explode on this one, old nigga.
I don't get it, bro. I hope this lady is in America chilling. And he's paying for her family. She can never go back to Russia. That's the only thing we can hope for.
She's in fucking Uzbekistan or Transylvania or something, pulling a hay cart. You know,
I bet you down with the other. What?
Or she's in Siberia.
Yeah, it's cold up there.
How can you please a nigga so powerful? Like, what?
Like, motherfucker, run this in. Genghis Khan come. I kill myself. I go back in there. You see that nigga coming. What do you do?
Throw the grenades, nigga. Yeah. Blow as many people as you can.
Yeah, you may as well go on ahead and fucking spike yourself because he's damn sure gonna, you know.
So there's no Dusty today. There's no conspiracy theory. Oh, let's get on down to the old. This is going to be the Jermaine, Jamar, and Christian walk of shame this week. We're going to hold our head down as we tell all these stories of these black people.
Feels good. Feels real good.
These motherfuckers took the cake this week, but we're going to start out white people.
They mind.
First, let's talk about the white people losing their mind. So a white man, a UNH professor, he was busted for posing as a woman of color on Twitter. Brandon, explain us what your people are doing.
I don't know, man. They made a song, you know. You just got to have it all. You know, I don't know. I guess he wanted to explore, trying to be like, see what it was like. I don't know. I have no idea. This guy's, I don't know, people who like catfish and shit like that, it just blows my mind. What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Yeah. It ain't like he gonna win this game. He gotta see you one day.
Right, well, even this guy to be posing as like a woman of color, like, damn, bro, like, go play Halo or something. You know what I mean? If you want to, like, role play, there's other ways to do it besides this. And I mean, ultimately, like, did he use it to get a scholarship or something, or was he just,
bro, you know, you got to pay that back when you find your name on the internet, nigga. Look at this nigga, get all the grants back from this nigga.
No, he was a professor. He just was posing as a black lady on Twitter.
So I mean, oh, he was
flexing just to write some bad shit. This nigga's whole career finna be thrown away for Twitter, nigga. You a fool.
So essentially, he wasn't doing anything wrong legally, you know. Like, was he saying outrageous shit as his black woman persona?
You know, he got to be a who the nigga. Is there anybody in history is the first person you want to be black, Brandon? Just tell me that. The first person you think about, you could be anybody in life. Is it a black person?
I hear the Hispanics have as well.
Yeah, no, it's not. Sadly, yeah, it was not. No.
See?
And by Brandon knowing that fact, you all know that fact. No matter how crazy you talk, you want to trade places with me? No.
No.
It's going to be a no, sir. And everybody knows it. So, yeah, I don't really know what was going on with that, but that's it. Moving on to the militia group who plotted to kidnap the Michigan governor.
Man, this is story of the year right here. Like, they're going to have to make a movie about it starring, like, Seth Rogen and his buddies or something. Like, this thing was so comically fail that it was unbelievable. You know, I know these militia groups think they, you know, they put their body armor on and think they're the fucking Punisher. But, bruh, you are not, man. These people are trained professionals and you're just, like, some dude. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting close to that goddamn governor.
They gave him the nickname Gravy Seals.
Yeah, no shit, man. Once the first second you fools started plotting, I'm sure the feds were all over you because you couldn't keep your goddamn mouth shut. There's no, you're like, come on, man.
Bruh.
And did you see these yahoos? Oh, dude, they look just like you think they're going to look. You know, like a little bit inbred. Yeah, like not much, but they got that weird look to their eye, you know.
And inbred look like they crossed together.
Yeah, like, you know, like sparse, nappy-looking facial hair and shit. It's wild, you know.
Bruh.
Gonna kidnap and kill the governor. Yeah.
Bruh. How y'all at the, it was a bunch of niggas that was plotting and planning. And you know it was already sloppy because y'all got like 30 niggas in the group. Somebody got to let some shit slide.
Y'all on the Facebook page, I think it's private.
They forgot to turn it
off. Y'all read all that shit first, nigga.
Y'all don't let in a nigga called racist number one victim. Nigga, he coming in. Yeah, hell yeah, we love him. Huh?
They forgot to turn the Zoom meeting off.
Yeah, like, yeah, these are facing our Social Security and wallets.
I think we should make a militia. Shit, how hard is it to make a militia? Everybody got a militia.
It ain't
fair. Tell your black militia.
Yeah, boom, there you go. Done. Now we're a militia.
Money for things we enjoy to do.
Yeah. I mean, we are all pretty much strapped up and shit. It wouldn't take much. Yeah.
Busting heads in a neighborhood near you. To move it on, somebody who got some head busted. I was going to call him the man of the week, but I will take it back because he looked crazy as hell. So there was a priest. He was arrested for a threesome with some dominatrix on the church altar. It's like, bro, you have to. Okay, understand this. No matter what it is, we're still human. And getting off is your fourth most important thing next to shitting, sleeping, and eating.
True.
Put
that
out there for you.
I mean, you had to do it on the altar, though. I mean, that just goes
He's
to show.
He's done it there before.
Well, that just goes to show the depravity's like, you don't start off on the altar. He had to build up to that. So what other sexually deviant things led up to having to do it with a dominatrix on the altar to get off, you know?
The dominatrix actually wasn't bad-looking chicks. It wasn't horrible.
Do you know how much money this nigga wasted on pussy on the altar? Nigga, a lot. Nigga, you know how much they got to pay. He had to pay them girls to be quiet. Like, yeah, how you get in here? They know who you are, nigga. Like, yeah, I had to pay extra. Like, yeah, I'm a second priest in charge. Yeah, oh hell, we gonna run this nigga out. Max out, nigga, 10 grand, nigga, a night.
And it was easy. The nigga probably got a Pornhub page with his goddamn name attached to it, you fool.
What a Zorro mask. Nobody would ever know it. They made it up. Like, nigga, please.
And the shit we know preacher stand comes to Sunday service. It's such and such. Really, nigga? I'm just, it's like, bro, like, how do you, hey, need two dominatrix. Pretty ones. We meeting at the church. Oh, that John. Oh, we coming up. We'll be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, he got to connect, nigga. He ain't calling no hotline. He calling the nigga with the goods. Like, yeah, I need me two hot ones, Twain. Anything. Got to be some nigga with a fucked up ghetto name.
Bro, he thought somebody walked in like that. What in the fuck? Like, real quick, what would you do if you walked in and seen your preacher having dominatrix sex on the altar?
And he had two women?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't no fun if the homies can't get none. Yeah.
Christian.
He was a Catholic priest, right?
I have no idea.
If he's a Catholic priest, then I'd be like, kudos for him, because it could have went the other way.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, get as much as you can, big bro. I ain't hating.
Right, I ain't mad at you. Yeah, word. I'm a Christian. Yeah, that could have been way different.
You know
yeah.
what I do? I'd be like, dude, I sit down and cross my leg. Carry on.
Yeah, give me some of that blood of Christ so we can get the party started.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want none of that boogie shit. Y'all niggas going to hell, but like, I want to hit them two over there.
Y'all niggas such amateurs. I walk in, take four pictures. Blackmail time, and I need them two bitches when you finish.
Dude, they're the Catholic Church. You ain't gonna, you know, like if that young...
Just excommunicate this nigga.
Hey, man, fuck that.
Hey, if the young boy scandal didn't take him down, then they're, You know what I mean? That good. It's a wrap. There ain't nothing you got. A couple of dominatrixes.
No. See, you ain't gotta do the Catholic Church. And I don't really want the girl after seeing them doing somebody, really. I just took two pictures. And like Jermaine said, cross my legs. Yeah, I'm texting your wife right now. I need $1.6 million.
Yeah, nigga, this shit okay. over with.
Okay, how you get it. You got 24 hours.
Shit, and then they send that one priest that they always got who's the hitman. He's fucking, you know, Saint Ice Pick or whatever his name is.
A gangster. Yeah. Like, nigga, you grew up to be a gangster priest, nigga. You know how many layers to that shit is fucked up.
Yeah, you had to kill a lot of people in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, nigga, you busting heads and not getting fed. Like, you ain't getting no poo nanny for that. He's
choking you out with his rosary and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what kind of nigga are you been working out to, nigga? What gym you go to, priest?
Aging 47. Moving on to a nice nurse who came into this world who spoke at the RNC. She was busted for shooting another woman after an argument.
Bro, I'm like, telling you. Your wife are losing their mind.
Yeah, I'm going to have to answer for this one because this lady was from West Virginia. So
yeah, I was just going to say she's from West Virginia. But
she was on pills and or meth. They love both. You know what I mean? So, I mean, she was probably clearly high and had just got through burning her couch out in the front yard. And this bitch got lippy and next thing you know, fucking, yeah.
Pull out a shotgun.
What are you going to do?
First of all, she spoke at the RNC, so she probably still was riding that high in the neighborhood. It's Bethy Ann. She spoke at the RNC. Her part was televised, but you know.
What'd you say, bitch? Got me a new man in my hand, bitch.
I'm famous. They give me free waffles at the Waffle House. And I get all I can eat at Crystal.
But yeah.
It's an honor to be me.
Classic West Virginia.
That's West Virginia. Moving on to somebody else. I'm sick of you white people. It's like, bro, we should start. When black people buy razor blades, we probably going to be cutting our hair or something. Or maybe pulling out to cut a nigga face up every blue moon. When white people buy razor blades, we need to start asking questions. We need to start asking questions. So allegedly, this man works at a pizza shop, I assume. He was arrested for stuffing razor blades into consumer pizza dough, bro. I was like, nigga, what are you doing?
It's the new flavor of fucking stuffed crust pizza. It's right, Gillette flavored fucking stuffed crust. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, you're about to be that ghost face special because you're going to have some oxes in your mouth, you know.
But do you know the lawsuit pending behind all that, nigga? Just because you fake almost killed me, nigga. I got to blaze you up. Light them up, Usher.
Bruh, yeah. You finna bankrupt the business on some shit on the side.
Dude, what possesses you to just start putting, you know, I guess it's Halloween. It is time for the razor blades and the candy. This guy just took it up a notch and started stuffed crust and fucking.
Had to start that shit. A black nigga would never waste no razor blade like that. Nigga, I'm finna buy some razor blades and pass them out. You crazy.
That, especially when they're fucking like $12 a pack, you know.
Y'all niggas just knowing the wholesale of razor blades, nigga. I mean, like, what are y'all doing?
Maybe he had the fucking Dollar Shave Club, you know. He had executive razors laying all over the place, sponsored.
That's how you bankrupt the company, these Shave Club razors. They selling too many.
The motherfucker too sharp. Bro, so this guy's a fool. He got arrested. So moving on. Let's get on.
I got a snack of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's kind of
back.
So a snack of the day for Jermaine. You know, we'll get to the end. We'll wrap these stories. We'll give it to the end. All
right.
All right. So moving on. Let's get on down to the hole I hit down in Shane. Yeah, just put my head down for this one. So a little boy steals. And crashes the school bus doing a chase with the police. And you ask the real question, how the fuck can he drive a school bus? Nigga, that shit got to be hard. That shit take a lot of maneuvering to do.
The 3 to 5 sentence goes round and round, round and round.
That what y'all think this little nigga banking on? He ain't listening to that shit. He listening to some Future or something. He listening to some gangster.
That nigga probably caused $12,000 worth of damage, property damage on a school, but he know his mama ain't got no money.
Yeah, yeah. This kid's gonna be a legend though. Yeah.
Remember you, me? Yeah, the nigga got to pay their debt for 30 years. Look at you, nigga. You 7 years old with bad credit.
When you eventually get out of juvie, yeah, you're going to be.
You know, he got to spend like 7 years there. They going to be so mad with the nigga because he wrecked one of the school bus that he got to do a 10 piece. Like, yeah. This nigga going to be 16 when he get out.
Yeah. And then the police can't do the pit maneuver because it'll kill him. We can't do our famous move. What?
They can't pit maneuver nobody who's unpredictable. You don't know what that nigga going to do.
You might put that bitch in reverse and start driving like goddamn
crazy taxi.
Like he John Wick or something.
Fucking that'd Simpsons, awesome. Fucking wacky ride or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, all right, bro.
Hold on, sci-fi. We got that script coming to you soon.
Moving on. Good for that man. Head of shame once again. It's me, Jermaine, and Christian getting that car. And we ride down the lane and we look at all them black people making us ashamed. Head of shame.
Shame, well, goddammit, boy, speak up. Goddammit, tell me.
Well, it would go. So a car thief, this young lady stole some money from CVS.
Yeah.
And she was in a car, you know, she was in a car chase and the police called her, cornered her. So yeah. She decided to cuss, spit, and drink a whole bottle of wine.
Dude.
The last thing I want to be is drunk in the back of a police car with handcuffs on and possibly broken legs after they beat the shit out of me.
They should have. She was being a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to have a standoff? I didn't see no weapon, you know? Like,
a bottle of wine was a weapon.
I guess she could have stabbed her own self in the neck, but they should have at least shot her in the kneecap. For wasting all those tax dollars doing nothing, drinking a bottle of wine. I mean, trust me, going to jail drunk is the way to go to jail. You know, like sobering up sucks, but like that first initial, you're like, well, you know, this sucks, but at least I'm hammered.
If you would have drank 3 40s and then get arrested, you sick the whole way there.
That nigga had
somebody. You can't go super hammer. You gotta go light hammer.
We need a drink of water, nigga. Water don't get 6 hours from now. I need anything, nah.
You're pass out that bitch.
Yeah. I don't want to be that drunk nigga in jail. I don't see them motherfucker. They don't look so good.
I don't know, but shit, just wasting everybody's time, you know.
Yeah, true enough.
Wasting all those tax dollars, like
she only stole like about $300-$400 from CVS. I know people are hurting right now, but then again, you just really think about it. How long did it take them nigga to get you $4,000 at CVS? You had to go rob the whole store plus everybody who was in that bitch. And you hoping it was a predominantly white area where they don't care. They don't care much cash or have a mask on. And she was crazy as hell because she didn't have a mask on doing this botch robbery. But we could tell her from her bad weave and how she was screaming out her name.
Bruh, I want you to understand, bruh. These niggas called the law in a high speed chase for $300. Bro, we were fucked up. Bro,
not like $3,000.
Niggas, bro, CVS got millions of dollars. That $3,000 would have hurt nobody. Y'all finna kill any suspected patron on the road for $3,000. You chasing a nigga for $3,000.
You don't know what the CVS policy is. You get robbed, lose over 500, lose your job.
Nigga, please find me, nigga.
Dirty ass nigga. I was an inside job anyway. Please, black people, quit wasting taxpayer money. We already got enough people doing that. But here go another one. Me, Jermaine, and Christian ride down with Shane. This is actually in our neck of the woods. So a DeKalb County man allegedly advertised on social media he had drugs for sale.
Christian, explain to us. And
so you know what happened to this hillbilly? The cops put an order in, and they met that nigga to pick it up.
Number one worst dope dealer ever.
Times is hard in the trap. I mean, you gotta, I don't know, you gotta put yourself out there if you try to sell that product, man.
Online, nigga, you going to jail, nigga.
That might be.
I still understand, like, niggas sell drugs to niggas they don't know, nigga. This could be an informant, anybody, nigga, undercover, and you okay with this nigga say you got some drugs, nigga. Nah, I'm a saint. Get away from me, nigga. My bad. Yeah.
What are we doing, man? Are we getting that stupid that motherfucker don't realize if you have an Instagram page that say drugs for sale, hit your boy up and you ain't gonna get caught. You really think all them niggas who have them gram pages on Instagram are people selling weed and buy some shit for them if you want to? You finna either get spammed or you going to jail, homeboy. You know how I don't weed channel. Like, nigga, why would you even follow a weed page on Instagram? Nigga, them grams don't look that good. But look at them weed, right? Look at them trees. Nigga, what are we doing? We getting dumber by the day, man. This shit is amazing. This nigga is selling drugs online. How stupid can you be? That look like damn put a little right there.
I'm still baffled by the conversation we had a couple weeks ago. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
These niggas in jail taking selfie with drugs and money. And nigga, you locked up. It takes one nigga that don't like you outside to get that shit to any nigga in the jail, nigga, and it's a wrap.
I mean, come on, you gotta flex if you're in there if you're in there for life, then you may as well just go balls out, you know.
Yeah, Mike Pence might be in there telling on y'all.
I mean, shit, if you're serving a 25 piece, you may as well get another year for flossing with weed and a fucking cell phone, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
fucking
what? That shit sounds terrible. You adding more time?
if you're doing 25, you may as well do 26 high, you know?
We need to figure out what his social media page he was on. Was he on Facebook? Secret group, drug seller.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. I got that good. Holler if you hear me.
Wink, wink for sale.
Yeah. I need a couple kilos. God damn, nigga, you got to give me like a week to get all that. Nigga, you good though. Your money straight. Yeah, it's A1, my nigga. Holy pull up. Holy pull up. Got that kilo. I don't know what you talking about. Well, just responding to the text message standing here. What's wrong with you, nigga?
You're located. The fight's still on. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Nigga, you sell drugs on Facebook. Nigga, you the easiest catch of the week. You getting 45 years, nigga, for soliciting. For soliciting online and selling drugs and for being an idiot.
Right. It's over state lines when it's online and shit. Yeah. Trafficking.
And that shit through the mail, trafficking.
Oh, yeah. You get caught through the mail, that's fed time, you know.
And then you ain't getting out till you 92. It's a wrap. Lock them up. All right, man, that's all I got for you. Anything else, Brandon?
Can we quickly?
One snack of the day.
Jermaine's snack of the day. I'm so sorry, people. I almost forgot about it. I apologize. This shit was
so delicious. I couldn't even wait on you niggas. You niggas talking through me as I was opening it up, bro.
You gotta see. I should have came on with it, but you had that look in your eyes like the smack was ready.
Man, that motherfucker is ready.
You thought that shit made in China, nigga? Why you open it up so long?
Well, nigga, you know it's a fucking king size Fruity Pebbles bar. This motherfucker is delicious. If you niggas ain't had white chocolate on some fucking Flintstone cereal. And you know black people call it Flintstone cereal. We don't call it Fruity Pebbles. Let all white America know that shit.
That is true too. Yeah, the Flintstone cereal.
Brandon, you ever heard that, Brandon?
No. Because there's two of them.
Hey, look, I'm gonna ask you. Hey, holla at B and see what your boy say.
What?
Holla at Brittany and see what your boy say.
Okay.
And what? Hey, look, and we'll come back on the podcast next week. You'll be like, "Yep, that motherfucker said, yeah, Flintstone cereal."
Well, what if you got? What if you're trying to differentiate between Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, though?
Flintstone cereal.
Then it's a chocolate Flintstone cereal.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the truth.
Fair enough.
Christian, tell the truth.
Yeah, you right. Okay. You ain't never lied.
Yeah. Let me bite into this motherfucker real quick again.
There's you niggas
missing out, bro.
You've now made this commercial overly sexual.
Part of the council culture. Nigga, I can say I'm on the track. Oh.
His diabetes raged through the roof. At Flintstone Bar. What's the greatest?
Hey,
ever?
Bro, this shit's fucking delicious, bro. I will have to buy a box of these motherfuckers. I got to get each one of you niggas one. And next week, tell me what you think. These motherfuckers are delicious, bro. It tastes just like Fruity Pebble with white chocolate around it with the right type of moisture and dents in it.
Poison.
No, it's good poison, nigga. You know, my eyes started twitching when I ate this motherfucker, but it's still good, though.
And there you have it, guys. He had a great snack of the day. The extra long.
You motherfuckers. Fuck.
Fruity Pebble Bar. So that's all I have for you, SOBs. I appreciate you guys coming out for episode 106 of the Tokyo Black Hour. And sorry, half of the time people always say, are you motherfuckers drunk when you're doing this? Brandon, not so much. Me and Jermaine,
that's sloppy. A strong possibility.
So I'm going to apologize if you can't understand me some of the time. Keep listening. It started making sense in the end. I promise you that. And I want to appreciate everybody for coming out. And guess what, guys? It is Happy Halloween. I always remember. You see a man with glasses on, he needs your help. You got two options. You either help him or keep going.
No, I'm not no nigga with no glasses on. I can't trust
him. If you extend your hand out, he slows you down. If you keep going, you can move faster. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, I guess if you see me on the side of the road, fuck me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck your glasses, they ain't getting damn help.
Like, you know what I say? He's somebody with like some, he blind, he got a stick. No, that shit look wrong. Keep on going.
Man, the one here, they put me on that dark ass road late at night. Who wheels you know, up here?
He got a flashlight. Hell
no,
nah, that shit look wrong.
Keep on going. Come on, I'm gonna stop and see what's wrong with him. Nah, my nigga, you on your own. This is scary ass town, nigga. This way often, nigga.
Got hit with a flashlight. He a walking state.
That motherfucker gonna hit that zoom, go past that zoom.
Then blow the horn.
Yeah, fuck you, old ass man. Get your ass out the road, nigga. You think this is wheelchair favorite?
If you had a car, you could get away forever. So that's all I have for you guys. Appreciate for coming out again. We can't wait for the next episode for our next Halloween talk. And Brandon and Megan, you need to check out their show. They did an awesome episode from Sleepaway Camp. I want to shout out Lisa for telling me about Sleepaway Camp. And then I looked at it. She spoiled the ending. And I said, I got to see how this shit work out. And my mind was blown away. Mm. But I'm going to pass it on to Christian because he actually showed up to work today, man. We appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, man. I got to come in and get this paycheck every once in a while.
You tell the people you get a paycheck.
You think you still on payroll?
I'm collecting some kind of something from y'all.
Oh, yeah, gratuity, nigga.
It was apple slices not too long ago.
Eat no more.
Alright, 10 lives, 7 lives on sale now. Earth's Final Chapter is by Endless Ink Publishing is out. Castle Luna, a book that I co-authored, should be out in a few weeks. Want to pass it to Mr. Jermaine.
Damn, you've been doing a lot of shit, nigga.
Yeah. Apocalypse had me busy.
Nigga, man, had us busy in the worst way.
Yeah, well, I lost money working in this shit, nigga.
Me too, nigga.
Fuck, nigga, you've been off 8 years, nigga. You should be Gucci, nigga, well rested. I want to say yes. My brother's right. Every time I get on the podcast, I'm already 10 sheets to the wind and I'm on the edge. I'm the motherfucker with the rope tied around me hanging on the edge of the cliff. Nigga, we made it. The let's get back to some serious stuff. I want to appreciate y'all, you guys, coming out. Don't forget to go check us out on TokyoBlackWorld.com. You want to buy all and purchase any apparel, women, men, kids stuff coming soon. I promise. Don't forget to check us out on IG. It's Tokyo Black. And the Facebooks at Tokyo Black Podcast. Tokyo Black Owl. I apologize. What else I got to say? I don't know. Appreciate y'all for coming out. And me, Jamar, Brandon, Christian, Dusty, we got a lot of shit coming up. I got to holler at you too, Brandon, but I'm going to pass it on to B-Rock. Thank you, people.
It's your boy B-Rock, the white liaison. Don't forget, you can call in to 470-387-1942. You can write in to TokyoBlackPodcast@gmail.com. Calling right in, I'm guessing Jamar's been checking the...
Hell yeah, boy. Y'all boy leaving up with the goose head. Everybody was about fuck Tom Sawyer. Or fuck, who was it?
Oh, yeah. Who was it? Yeah, I think it was Tom Sawyer. Or no, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett.
Yeah,
I think
it was Davy Crockett. Everybody was like, fuck Daniel Crockett, and we couldn't get nothing else.
Yeah.
We need to do more cat calls.
So, yeah, call in, write in, join us on Facebook, Tokyo Black, and you can find us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. And big shout out to our overseas listeners. Man, the UK is really putting a thump on all motherfuckers now. They're firmly in first place.
Shit as we speak. We appreciate you guys. Yeah. Love you.
But our Russian comrades are, you know, in second place with Australia, Canada, and New Zealand rounding out the top five. I'm not sure what happened to Panama. They were slugging it out with the UK for a while, and then all of a sudden I haven't seen them lately. So
thank you, comrade.
Yeah.
We might get some feedback about the Putin the jokes we had earlier.
Maybe.
Always good. Don't sit no bombs and shit does me. We some regular poor motherfuckers. That shit don't make no difference in our America. Yeah.
You can send a bomb when we get nigga to start filtering through our mail. Then it'll be all right.
Yeah. Also, don't get yourselves in trouble writing in, you know. Use a couple of fucking VPNs or something.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. As always, check out movies my girlfriend hasn't seen, where Megan and I watch movies that she hasn't seen, and it's an astounding number of movies. So, yeah.
I always find that weird when people say, I've never seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. I'm like, are you smoking dope? Like, what?
Shut up.
I know, put it on your list, Brandon, because I know she ain't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to check. Yeah, don't forget to check Dusty out at EverySaturdayMorning.fun, where him and Adam Fair review every Saturday morning cartoon lineup from now until the end of time.
Or that's the beginning of time. That's the most vacationist nigga I ever seen in my life. We don't even pay him good. He go on vacation.
Yeah, one percenters, you know. What can you do?
And he's not even here to defend himself.
Warren Buffett's grandson.
Throw as many jabs don't as we want. Also, don't forget to check out the Come and Ride With Me podcast, and Jack's podcast should be up now. That Pointless podcast. Look for us to be guests on it soon.
Yes, I'm down for that. I forgot to mention that, Jack. But, yes, I will show up if you request me to.
Jack probably like, these motherfuckers too. They real.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, that's a wrap.
Well, I appreciate you guys again. I always remember, I just thought of something really weird. To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls. We said that shit out loud in the club. That is the strangest line I ever heard in my life.
Man, that get you a good old
that shit right now.
That get you a good old Handy J in the club. I don't know if I branded him, but I don't
know. Is that what that was for?
I don't know, but I've had my Handy J in those spots with that song playing.
Okay.
I'll tell you one day.
It's his own. The Tokyo Black News and Review is out.
Deuces. Peace.